Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Dance the night! Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy.
You want to go get in the hot tub?
Creative Energy's end of year clearance sale is on. The lowest prices of the year on hot tubs, saunas, endless pools. You swim against the tide in those. Hurry. When the clearance inventory is gone, it's gone. Check out creativeenergy.com. This is the weather for it, too. Oh, it's a cold, it's dark. It's 5:30. I'm like, oh, my God, it's dark and cold. Let's go out there. It'd be so fun. Turn on the jets. Light the water up. It's crazy.
It is fun.
It is. It's great.
Do your lights change colors?
They do. Uh-huh. You can do it on the circle wheel, the color wheel. And then it just like changes the whole time. And when the red lights come on, it's like, ooh, we're in blood or lava.
You've really gotten a lot of enjoyment out of that hot tub.
Oh my God.
It's been a constant in your life since you got it.
I love it. It's great. My kid's moving home, so that'll probably ruin it for me, but you know.
Great news.
Yeah, great news.
You won't go
my style's about to be cramped hard.
You won't go in a bikini just to still get in it?
No, I'll just text them and be like, pull your shades down. I'm going to get in the hot tub.
Mm.
It's not really in a place. Like, I would walk by the little cottage with my robe on. So he wouldn't see that. And you really have to look to see us naked. And I'm sure he doesn't want to. Who cares? You guys.
We all do. Keep going.
CreativeEnergy.com.
What else can you tell us?
Nothing. Zero more to tell you. But really, anything to not talk about, like the Rob Reiner thing.
Oh, come on. You get me giggling and then you're going to bring that up?
Yes.
Jeez.
I know.
No, it's the biggest story going. There's no question.
It's really terrible. If you haven't heard, on Sunday, Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were murdered, allegedly by their son, their 32-year-old son, Nick. So President Trump put out a statement on this, and it was typical Trump. He did call their deaths a very sad thing. But he went on to say that it was, quote, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump derangement syndrome. He added that Rob Reiner was known to have driven people crazy with his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights. As the Trump administration surpassed all goals and expectations of greatness, and with the golden age of America upon us, perhaps like never before. Jimmy Kimmel had a thing or two to say about this. Here we go, from last night's show.
That corroded brain is in charge of our lives. If you voted for that, it's okay to reconsider. It's perfectly fine. And I have to say, I know from my personal interactions with Rob Reiner that he would want us to keep pointing out the loathsome atrocities that continue to ooze out of this sick and irresponsible man's mouths. And so we're going to do that over and over again until the rest of us wake up. And then maybe the craziest part, then he goes about his day celebrating Christmas of all things. This is how he behaves at Christmas time.
Trump also did some interviews yesterday and just doubled down more of this, that kind of thing. He also received immediate blowback from, The View, of course, Jack White, Josh Gad, but also congressional Republicans, supposedly. I thought, oh, the Democrats will be mad, but no, there's a couple of Republicans who are like trying to rebrand and step away. Marjorie Taylor Greene being one of them. She's in the midst of it's been pretty deliberate to rebrand and distance herself. She was like a huge supporter. And then he just started dumping on her. And she made this response. She said this is a family tragedy and that it should have nothing to do with politics. Added that many families deal with drug addiction and mental health issues and should be met with empathy, especially when it ends in murder. I was like, oh, the lady with the Jewish space lasers is making sense for a second. Who would ever thunk it? All right. Rob Reiner's daughter, Romy, who lives apparently across the street, she's talking about the final hours. So, I'm sorry. This is his eldest daughter. This is the 61-year-old actress that was, he adopted her, Tracy, when he was married to Penny Marshall. I think they were married 71 to 81. So yeah, this is the oldest, but I do have more from Romy too. Tracy Reiner has broken her silence. She saw him on Saturday. She says, I came from the greatest family ever. I don't know what to say. I'm in shock. She'd seen her dad at a family gathering the day before the fatal attack. Reiner and Michelle, the mother and father of three other kids, not Tracy. She was adopted by Rob Reiner and Penny Marshall. They were found dead at their, sounds like an incredible mansion, $13 million Brentwood mansion on Sunday. Their daughter, oh, here it is. Their daughter, Romy, who lives just across the street, she stumbled on the scene. She came over to mom and dad's house and found them. And I don't believe that Nick, I think Nick had already fled the scene. Nick is the alleged murderer and their son.
If you've chosen to live on the same street as your parents, it's probably a revolving door.
Right.
Right? You're and in and so out they of walk each other's houses all the time.
Yeah. The couple's son, Nick Reiner, was arrested on suspicion of murdering his parents. He was picked up later on Sunday night. LA police confirm in a statement yesterday that Nick, who has struggled with addiction, is responsible. They confirmed that in a statement. They feel that he's responsible for the death of his parents. They didn't release a whole lot of other details about the murders, but a police source said they've described the brutal stab wounds. It's a lot. The LAPD responded to the residents after 3:30 p.m. on Sunday following a call. They were both dead at the scene. They had revealed a family member was being crushed. Was being questioned. The LA Times reported that. At the time of Nick's arrest, his sister Romy, she's 28, by the way, she discovered their parents' body and told investigators her brother should be a suspect because he's dangerous. Those are quotes from her. Here's the story about the house that he destroyed. In a 2018 podcast appearance, Nick, who I guess at the time would have been 25 or so, he revealed that he destroyed the family home he was living in while high on meth. He says, it's not much of a story. I got totally spun out on uppers. I think it was coke and something else. I was up for days on ends. And then he was punching various appliances. So this is the one that talks about a fire. There's just 50,000 sources for this.
You know, one of the things I thought about when I was, first of all, when they describe that these two were killed in their home I'm trying to like, what kind of scene? Does he sneak up on them? Do his parents just sit there because they're like, this is our boy, he won't do it.
Well,
and then he does it. Like, I was thinking about
maybe
that.
Maybe they're just expecting another shouting match, but...
But he had to get... He can't get two people at once. I know, like, there's a whole thing going on there.
Talking about this, like, in this scenario, if this was happening at your house, if he... you know what, though? I don't even want to do... Who gets it first?
You think about
this
stuff.
How does the other person respond?
And you try to, like... I know this from my experience. I am a derelict and an alcoholic. I'm definitely not. I never have murderous thoughts or whatever. But my dad and mom, the things they dealt with, the phone calls they got, I was trying to think, what kind of art was this guy in the middle of making? Rob Reiner, I mean. When he got a call, the latest call about his son DUI. The latest call about his son ditching,
destroying the house.
I'm sorry, everyone. I've got to go do this. Like, that's what that growing up in a household where someone is an addict, that is always happening.
I know.
Middle of the night, middle of the day, nonsense.
You know, just on the other side of that coin, right? People who grow up as sons of, and daughters of famous people, he's not the first kid to ever have problems sort of based on his upbringing and being in Hollywood and struggling with addiction. John was saying, if that happened to us when he was 15, the kid was on drugs, he goes, I would be like, sell everything, move to a little town somewhere and make that kid get a job and change everything in your life. And I'm like, we say that. That's easy to say. That's an easy thing to say. Like, oh, I'd trash my life and we'd sell it. We'd move. But maybe that is the way that you save someone. You pull them out of everything that they, all the contacts, all the availability of drugs or whatever. And I'm not saying there aren't drugs in small towns, but it's like, it feels so unrealistic, especially for, you know, someone who's working in art at the levels that Rob Reiner was. And I'm sure he felt like I have plenty of money. We can help him. We're going to throw money at that problem.
But moving doesn't work. Addicts find a way, you know, like it, no matter where you go, you're going to find, if you want to do it. I mean, it seems like they did try to do the things you're supposed to do.
Yes.
I mean, you know, rehab, go to a 12 step if that's your choice and, you know, it works for most of us,
right.
But like it is,
I know some people you cannot save.
It is. And there's, when you add in, he has some mental deficiencies I hate the word deficiencies, you know, some different, you know, abnormal thoughts and things. Add that on top of drugs. Like, you're really dealing with a wild card,
right.
You know, like,
I know
there's no rational thought going on there.
Well, and I would defend the parents and him in particular, Rob Reiner, in just that he had a special career and he shouldn't have to torpedo it. In an effort, like he did what
to
he
move
could
to
do.
The moon, yeah, and save
and,
this kid.
And then I'm with him. You can't just hide from your problem.
No, and, I mean, that was what I said to John. I'm like, that just, that first of all, it sounds completely extreme and unrealistic. And like, maybe someone like Rob Reiner could do that, but the average person plenty of people deal with a kid with drug problems.
No, my
and
dad
mental
had to
issues.
Be at work the next morning. Like, he
right.
went, he
yeah,
came and dealt with me or Keith. Sorry, Jan, you know him as Jan, the middle sister.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm just saying he'd get up, deal with that, and then go back to bed and then have to get up and go to work. There's no, oh, my idiot kids kept me up all night.
Right.
I can't work today.
So I can't come in.
That wasn't
right.
an option.
I know.
And we were nothing by comparison to what this was.
I know.
No one burned down a house. No one was, I don't know what this guy, he probably robbed them blind over the years. In an effort to keep himself in drugs,
well,
right?
When I hear that he was homeless, that to me means that they said, you're cut off, dude.
Yeah, you can't come in here anymore.
Right.
Every time you leave, a bunch of stuff we've accumulated purposefully.
Yeah, and stop asking me for money. I know what you're spending it on. It's just so tragic, this whole thing. The biggest tragedy is he murdered his parents.
Mm-hmm.
But he also murdered himself. Like, that's it for him. Like, there's no coming back from
that.
And
the whole family.
The whole family.
The whole family's been destroyed.
There's no redemption. There's no, that's it.
And if you want to go full circle here, that is the most despicable part of the things our sitting president did, was there's a family torn to shreds and completely grieving over what's happened to them. And the sitting president makes it about him.
Not too surprising.
Okay.
A neighbor of the Reiners, obviously as lights and sirens are showing up on their street, they're looking out the door. So this neighbor saw Larry David and Billy Crystal. They visited the crime scene separately. We had heard yesterday that they came out of the house together.
They were seen there, yeah.
But they weren't. Talking about Billy Crystal. I think he went there with his wife. Looked like he was about to cry. They saw the bodies. That's not, you don't want to see that.
Mm-mm.
So I guess Romy, they obviously, they're very close families, and he was nearby. The daughter had called the police and then called, you know, Billy Crystal's probably like an uncle to her, you know. Let me see if there's anything else in this particular story. Statements from the police. That's it. All right. Let me see if I can squeeze something else in here. How about, and I would say what I've got here from Reader's Digest. Remember that from the bathroom at your parents' house growing up, Vin?
Well, so it's in the aisle there, the little, it's a little, right? Isn't it? Smaller size, yeah. Almost TV guys.
Like a bridge.
It was next to the TV
and,
guide, I think.
Yeah.
In the
humor in uniform. Laughter's the best medicine.
Impulse buy section.
Oh, yeah.
Of the line at the grocery store.
I guess I never go to the supermarket. I haven't seen that in years.
No, you don't.
But I was like, Reader's Digest, huh? They said it's been a wild year in pop culture. So they broke down the 13 biggest moments. And I'm going to tell you, we just added the 14th biggest moment. Which is Rob Reiner and his wife.
Oh.
But I even feel like Ozzy Osbourne's death in July following the final concert. Like those are major. I don't see them here. They say here they are. These are the biggest moments in pop culture this year. The Labubu craze.
Labubu's huge. And I'm in the middle of that. I'm living it.
The brotherly love incest scenes on The White Lotus season 3.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, you.
I haven't seen you haven't any. Watched,
oh, God. You're
I'm still
love it.
Just. I'm at the last episode of Only Murders in the Building of season 3.
What do you think?
Well, I love it. I love that show.
Oh, God.
But it's weird how splintered the core team is right in this season. Like, they were together. Now he's got this little play he's doing, and they're not together.
Mm.
It's been a weird season. I like it, though.
How about the rehearsals in. It's all, Oliver's apartment.
It's all fun. Yes, God, very so much. Good. By the way, I would like to add one of the stories in pop culture needs to be Maddie, not accidentally, but choosing to number one in his own pants.
Yeah.
That's a choice he made. I'm
it was
not
a while ago, but we only
up.
Learned about
I,
it
this
year. This
is the
year.
First time I heard that story, and that makes my pop culture event of the year.
Oh, great.
You know what he actually did this year was he put the whole George Foreman grill in the
that is
dishwasher.
True. He threw it
you
in
remember
there.
That?
They with said the it's cord. Washable with the cord
fully
and everything.
Submersible.
He just stuck
right.
it in there.
It's on the top rack. It's fine.
Katy Perry going into orbit to promote herself and then calling herself an astronaut. That was good. We got our first American Pope Leo the 14th.
Oh, that's nice.
They say the whole worldwide sensation of K-pop Demon Hunters.
Big.
It became the most watched Netflix film of all time. Oh my God, the astronomer CEO getting caught having an alleged affair on Coldplay's Kiss Cam.
Oh yeah.
That was definitely the pop culture moment of the year. That the way people
agreed.
Ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I read this one and went, I have no idea what they're talking about, and I'll bet you that our Bob does. Belly choosing Team Conrad on The Summer I Turned Pretty.
It was always Conrad. It will always be Conrad.
And for those of you who know, please DM
good to know.
Bob on the waves.
Yep.
The Jimmy Kimmel getting pulled off the air after a controversial monologue following Charlie Kirk's assassination.
Oh boy, it was a year, wasn't it?
The old-fashioned heist at the Louvre. A gang of thieves dressed as workers in bright vests stole over $100 million worth of jewelry. And then scootered away.
And then that was the Halloween costume of the year because it was low lift.
Oh.
I saw several people dressed as Louvre heisters.
They say Diane Keaton passing away, but I mean, people die.
Wow.
They're saying the biggest pop culture moments. I'm like, really? Was that, does that count as one? Was there anything else? Not really.
Did you get the Maddie went by choice
oh, yeah,
in his own
on,
pants?
That's on there, yeah. Okay. Yeah, of course.
By the way, you're conditioned to not do that. So you had to sit there and like make a, like.
It would be very difficult
to
do that.
Yeah, you, I.
I'll not when you really have to
you
go.
You mean not when you're drunk.
Right. I out surfing, when I do have to go, I have to paddle a little away. I slide off my board and like lay across it so that my body is straight down.
And so that everyone can know what you're doing.
Well, they may know, but then I also look away so that I'm, if in case I start to make a face, you know, like a, gotta get this, because it's cold and I'm crunched in a wetsuit. It takes a second to get that started. Mm. It's, I'm conditioned.
You could have a kink in the
hose.
My
point
is,
there's
no.
You're conditioned to not go on yourself.
Yeah. It's a
by
complex.
You're a certain, the time you're a certain age. It would have taken effort to go, I'm going to, did you like cover your face and put it against the screen or
no,
how did you just
let
it
go.
Just went for it.
You just went.
Wheel of Fortune. There we go.
God, I have to concentrate even just to do it in the shower.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I guess
like,
I'm just.
I don't think I could let it go right now.
Oh, I could.
I know I could not. I mean, if you put money on the table, I might. Really?
Well, how much money?
Not $450.
No, I'd need more.
If you
than
put
that.
$450 on the table right now, I would do it right here. Like,
well,
no
we
problem.
Don't want you to ruin that room, though. Yeah.
I'll give you a $450 not to.
Yeah.
It's going up in the news.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, hold on a second. I was having all this fun.
I know.
I'm
making that fun.
National Chocolate Covered Anything Day and more after these.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show, Thursday, 6 in the morning. It's another holiday Bob's Movie Club with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Check it out on Hulu and then meet us here on Thursday at 6 to talk about it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. This holiday season, Fremont Bank Foundation is spreading cheer by supporting Alameda County organizations like Castro Valley Outreach, Open Heart Kitchen, and more. From warm meals to food drives, these organizations help families thrive. Learn more at Fremont Bank Foundation. Learn how Fremont Bank Foundation gives back at fremontbank.com/giving. Here's what's happening, everyone. Oh, by the way, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, thanks.
We've got clouds today. Mid-60s is your high. Rain is coming. They're calling it the Pineapple Express, which is not the polar vortex we need.
No.
That means we will have on the warmer side of rain, storms, and
just not to wash away all the snow.
Yay, warm.
Yeah. Wash away the snow is exactly right. Mm. It's a bummer.
I'm surprised the Pineapple Express hasn't had anything to say.
Me too.
I thought it was the weed thing.
The Pineapple Express?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that was a movie. Called the Pineapple Express, right?
A great movie.
Is it great?
Well, it wasn't in its time. It was great.
It's definitely fun.
Is that one that you need to be stoned for?
I wasn't. I was like 13.
Yeah, I don't think so, but I think it's Rogan.
Like all those Seth
Rogan,
James Franco.
Yeah, it's Franco. It's actually the one that sort of...
Those are all good when you're big.
I think that one was big enough that allowed them to make a few others that maybe they wouldn't have otherwise gotten to make. Anyway... The Steelers won last night, beating the Dolphins 28-15 on Monday Night Football. There's that. I want to thank the people at Frontier Ford. I got a car through Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. It's the Mach-E, and they did service yesterday for me. Zipped it right through.
Yep.
They got a killer service department.
Gave it a little check over, sent you on your way.
Oh, I love that Mach-E. Mm.
Did you have a little dealership coffee?
I didn't. I went for a little walk, and there's a guitar store nearby, and I went over there for a few minutes and pretended I need picks, and then I realized the last thing on earth I need is more picks, and then I walked out of there, and by the time I got back, they were like, here's your keys.
Wow.
Gotta love that.
Electric cars, they don't have much to do. It's mostly, you know what it is? It's computer updates.
Hmm.
That seems like what they're up to, but anyway, thanks, Frontier Ford. Okay, we begin with, it's National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
What can I cover? How about?
What do you like? Is there one where you go, I'll take a chocolate covered raisin any day?
Oh, I don't mind a chocolate covered raisin. I would never like buy a pack of Raisinets. But isn't that what they are?
I don't.
I believe I've had those and thought, oh, this was who knew?
And yet you will not take a raisin in other things.
Yeah, I don't like a cooked raisin and stuff.
You don't want them on your cinnamon rolls either.
Definitely not, right? I don't like them cooked into stuff. But covered in chocolate, it kind of minimizes the raisin part. It tastes like maybe just a little chewy bit of caramel or something. I was thinking like funny things, like if you did chocolate covered cheese puffs or something, that would be kind of funny and
the most,
almost like a malt ball or something.
The most popular covered in chocolate thing is bacon.
Ooh, I've never had that.
I've never had it either.
I'll try that, sure. Chocolate covered bacon, I don't know. I don't really need things covered in chocolate.
Bananas are on the list. Yeah,
people do love the banana chocolate flavor combo.
Almonds are high on the list. Macadamia nuts also. Peanuts also.
Any kind of nut is good in that. Then strawberries. I mean, everybody knows about the chocolate dipped strawberries.
The unique preferences in different states include chocolate covered blueberries here in California.
Oh.
That's one of the things is there's a lot of, even the health food in quotes, sort of grocery stores you go to, they've got a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, this is
it's healthy.
Whatever percent dark chocolate.
Covered it in chocolate.
Right. Apples in Pennsylvania. Chocolate covered pineapples in Jersey.
Oh, I do this thing where I process a pineapple every week. John gets me a pineapple. I cut it into chunks.
You break it down.
Break it down, cut the core out, get the sides off, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Takes a couple minutes. I eat most of it while I'm doing that.
Right.
Just, you know, reward myself for each chunk I slice up. I eat in a chunk. But then I pop that in my mouth and we do these, they're chocolate covered almonds, but they're like a keto chocolate, like not sweetened. No, they're wicked good. They're unbelievably good. Lily's chocolate covered almonds. And I keep them in the fridge so they're like icy cold. So I eat a chunk of pineapple and then I put a chocolate covered almond in my mouth.
Squeeze an almond through your lips so that the pineapple doesn't come flying out?
It doesn't come flying out.
What are you talking
about? I have excellent capacity to keep food in
my mouth.
Oh, you
do. You're right. Yeah. You know, it's been a long time since we've talked about that, but you can unhinge your jaw. Don't do it.
I didn't do it. Okay. And I don't need to do that to do it. I bite down on the piece of pineapple. So now it's firmly smushed in my mouth. And then I pop a chocolate covered almond.
You can like go and it just unsnaps and she can fit everything in there.
I can't actually, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that because I actually have, is it called TMJ?
You don't have that. That's a lie girls made up because they don't want to do the fun thing.
I still do the fun thing, but I have to be careful about it because sometimes it'll pop open and it's almost like the bone is breaking. It hurts so much. So I smush things down and make them.
Like the monster on Stranger Things, the mouth pops.
She
open.
Definitely can do that. I've heard her snap it where you can't do it anymore. Ah!
I used to be able to just crack my jaw whenever I want to, and now it's so painful.
I knew a lady that pulled that all the time.
Oh, really?
My TMJ. Oh, it's so painful. Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Oh.
I mean, she'd say, I'm not doing that because of this.
Yeah, I have TMJ.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I've got TMZ and it says you're lying. You've made that up.
Made up nonsense.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, so there's a lot of chocolate-covered stuff that the peoples love. Another quick chocolate story is over a third of Americans admit to keeping a stash of chocolate.
Well, whether you it's, do.
I absolutely do.
Yeah, I don't do that. There is some of that those chocolate bars in my fridge. I don't go near those things.
I just want a couple. Well, you don't need to eat a lot of it. It's a taste.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Sometimes I'm even like, you know what? I just finished if I go surfing early and come back home and eat a giant egg and bean burrito, you know, like I make that and make it all good.
Some cheese on there?
Of course. Yes, of course. All the stuff. All of the stuff. And I eat that. Even though that's sort of a late breakfast, I'll want a little piece of chocolate after.
Oh.
To finish that off.
Wow.
Might be a couple M&Ms.
Sweet.
It's got to be a thing. There's got to, anyway, a third of Americans admit.
I guess I technically do have a stash of chocolate because I definitely have those chocolate covered almonds.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And some people admit to stashing emergency chocolate somewhere that no one knows about. Like, I don't have that.
Mm.
Anyone can get at my stash.
My dad has a little, like, I don't know, covered dish that is full, always full of peanut M&Ms.
I love those. Those are great.
As soon as I remember, I don't always remember, but when I go stay there, as soon as I remember, I'm constantly dipping in.
Well, they're good.
Mm.
I can't have it around. I'll eat it. If I have it in the house,
right,
it's going to get eaten. So Shauna used to hide chocolate like after the
for
Halloween.
For herself.
No, no. And then she'd surprise me like on a Friday night, like, oh, look, here's some Halloween candy we had left over. But she kept it hidden because if I found it,
thanks, honey,
it would be gone.
Yeah.
John,
oh, man.
John hides any kind of like potato chips or cheese puffs or any of that. Because he buys them first. So we'll have salty snacks for card night or whatever. And he hides them from me. But I keep finding the places. Because I know he buys them, and I know they're going to be around, but he really wants them to last until the weekend.
But I've decided mommy wants these
well,
now.
Mommy's a little bit hungry, so she wants a snack. He'll hide it. I'll find it. But hiding things from a spouse is that or your kids, that is the way. That's the only way it's still going to be there when you want it.
They don't need to know about everything.
They don't. Know? It's true. What do you hide from Susan?
When we first started dating, we had very different eating habits. I was really into junk food, and he was in very good shape and very strict. And
he was a football player.
Yeah, exactly. So I had to hide my, I hid my ice cream in the back of the freezer for a long time.
Mm.
And then he caught on, and now I just.
Now
but does he
eat
it too now? Or?
He's not as into ice cream, luckily, which is my favorite, but anything else, he will just, after I go to bed, you know, early, he stays up late and just rifles through all the snacks.
Good for him.
No, that's my snack.
I saw a commercial the other night. I think it's for one of those Navy credit unions or whatever. I swear to God it was Susan when I saw the commercial came on. I went, Susan! And then it wasn't because he's marrying some other lady on the TV.
Oh, you know.
And it's not you. So I was like, oh, that's not him. But I swear he has a doppelganger out there.
No way. If you see it again, you got to take a picture.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Assuming he's cute. If it's an ugly guy, then we don't want to tell Susan about him.
No, he's a handsome dude. He looks just like Susan.
Good.
Has anyone ever told you and Susan kind of have?
Oh, yeah.
They have?
Yeah. Actually,
we kind of have what?
We look similar.
They look similar. Oh.
Remember,
you've never noticed that?
Actually, at Alice in Winterland, we posted a picture together or whatever, and somebody, a listener, responded and was like,
did you bring your brother?
Oh, are you guys dating or related? And then I showed Sarah, and she was like, yeah, you kind of do look like siblings.
You don't remember that at all?
Were
you wasted?
No, I don't know. Did you show me at Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
Because, yes, I was wasted at Alice in Wonderland.
That's why you don't remember.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I've noticed it as well and thought, huh.
I know.
It's not... If you look long enough, it'll hit you. It's not completely dead giveaway, but you don't feel like you're kissing yourself, right?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I don't know. It's weird. I had a buddy who dated a lady who looked just like him, and I thought, that is weird, bro.
I think it's really weird when you start dating someone who looks exactly like your dad or your mom. That's weirder.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like it when people say I look like his mom. I mean, Susan's mom.
You know,
they do.
I mean, she's a blonde white girl, so like.
So I guess there's some
similarity. I don't think we look anything alike.
But people are telling you that.
You know, when I was watching Survivor this season, there was a girl on there called Sophie. Spoiler alert.
Did that end?
No, oh. I think tomorrow's is the, unless they've changed the day. I think tomorrow's the finale. But that girl, she would come on. I'm like, there's our Bob. There's Bob.
Oh.
She just would remind me of you.
Aw.
You don't look exactly the same.
Sometimes people really remind me of each other in their mannerisms or the way they
move. Well, that happens
not
for sure.
The way they look.
Yeah.
Survivor's kind of boring, huh?
I fell off, to be completely
honest. I'm enjoying
it,
but John is like, I hate this season. I just don't, I feel like that other Sophie, what she needed to do was take, she has the knowledge is power thing. She needed to take Rizzo's immunity idol away from him, use it on someone else and get Rizzo out. Use it on whoever they were all going to vote for. And that, like, she would have won the game because that would have happened in front of the jury. It would have been just an insane move. Yes, she would have been betraying her ally, but he would have been out.
And he would have loved it, too. He would have had mad respect for that.
That's what she had to do, and instead she blew it. I just don't love who's going to win.
It wasn't the best season, in my opinion, because I won't fall off if it's great.
I know.
That's just the reality is I'll need to.
I am.
And I fell off.
I'm excited for season 50, which is it's an all-star one, and it starts in February, yeah. I think.
800-400-3697, that is our text number. Maddie's on the show.
Got a couple from the YouTube. Wanted to read.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're live on YouTube every day, all day. In fact, the whole show's there after the fact, so you could jump on there and see anything you missed.
I still get Reader's Digest. It's a good little magazine. No need to rag on it. You have older listeners, 42.
Yeah, not ragging on it at all. I just haven't seen it in years.
And by the way, Bob, a magazine is a paper publication with various articles that is delivered to your address.
Huh. Sounds like a waste of paper. You can just get that on your phone.
Sounds like you're cutting down trees needlessly.
707, I hid my treats in the closet with a vacuum cleaner because there was no chance anyone else in the house was ever going to go in there since they never helped clean.
Right.
I don't even know where we keep the cleaning products.
That's the best thing about being with a boy is they can't find anything, you know? So when I hide something, I just put it like one level back.
That's all you have to do. You're not going to dig through there. Why would I touch the rice? Who cares about that?
And, dude, I got a text from Scott Budman. We're going to have a visit from him on Thursday.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes!
So
can't wait.
End the year with the Budman.
That's perfect. Coming up, Billy Crystal on the scene and the Reiner's private yoga teacher is weighing in. It's a very weird story, but I think you'll find it interesting.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.